أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين ينادونك من وراء الحجرات أكثرهم لا يعقلون ولو أنهم صبروا حتى تخرج إليهم لكان خيرا لهم والله غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم. Previous to this, we have discussed in Surah Al-Hujurat the first ayat with regards to respect, the following two verses that we should not raise our voice and the pitch of the voice should not be above that of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lest our a'mal will be nullified, then we will not have the tawfiq of continuing perpetuating with good deeds. And in that incident that we have discussed, where a group of Banu Tamim had come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam requesting Nabi sallam to nominate a leader. So from this, ulama give a very valuable point that sometimes in our arguments, we are so concerned of who is right and wrong that we forget what is right and wrong. That we are so concerned to prove the point who is right and who is wrong, we forget that what is right and what is wrong. Yesterday Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we have discussed, that person who adheres to this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and lowers his voice in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those are people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tested their hearts for taqwa. So from this, ulama explain that taqwa is the catalyst for all good deeds, the acquisition of any good quality. The starting point of it is taqwa. If a person is fully conscious that my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening to me, he would control his every speech of his. When he knows my Allah is watching me, then he is wary of every action of his. In today's verses, verse number 4 and number 5 of Surah Al-Hujurat, the very same incident is the backdrop or the reason of the revelation of this ayah, that when Banu Tamim had come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam requesting him to nominate a leader, they had come at a time that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was resting in his rooms with his blessed wives. It was a time of siesta, but they were unacquainted with the social etiquette. They did not know how to address Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when to call him, whether he would be resting, is there any protocol, is there any principle to adhere to. So they come to the rooms of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from beyond the walls, they are screaming out in a loud voice while Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sleeping. They are screaming out, Ya Muhammad. So it was a double error on their part. They were uncultured in two ways. Number one is you screaming from beyond the walls, you're not coming close. Number two is you will not address Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly by his name, Ya Muhammad. Rather, you would address him by some title that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after this incident, reveals these verses, that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُنَادُونَكَ, verily those people who call unto you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مِن وَرَاءِ الْحُجُرَاتِ, from outside the apartments, from outside your rooms, from outside your houses, أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ, most of these people lack understanding. مِن وَرَاءِ الْحُجُرَاتِ, it's plural. So as we mentioned right at the beginning, it's because of this verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen the name of the surah is Surah Al-Hujurat, because there is indication, reference to the hujurat and the houses of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for he had multiple wives, so there were multiple houses. So those that call you from beyond, behind the houses, outside, أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ, they lack wisdom, they lack understanding, they do not know social etiquette. In the time of one of the leaders of the time, Walid bin Abdul Malik, he wanted to destroy the houses of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His reason for demolishing the houses was to expand Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the Tabi'een and the children of Sahaba radiallahu anhum were not too happy with this decision. Sa'id bin Musayyib rahimahullah was a towering Tabi'i and a scholar of the time. He says, وَاللَّهِ لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهُمْ تَرَكُوهَا عَلَى حَالِهَا. My heartfelt desire was if they could just leave these houses for the ummah to come, they would see the level of sacrifice of the best of the creation of Allah, Khairul Bashar, Khatamun Nabiyyin, Tajdar Madina, the King of the worlds, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If they had seen the simplicity of his house, that would be sufficient a lesson for the ummah. That despite Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him, he still opted to be a humble servant, because as we see in the narrations, that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go into sajda, then Aisha radiallahu anha had to fold her legs and put it in, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could go comfortable into the sajda. That was how small the houses were. So ulama say that maybe we cannot come to that level of sacrifice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but at least we can put the brakes on our extravagance. We would not say, because every person's level and standard would be different. So that which is unnecessary, that which is beyond the need, maybe it's just to compete with people around us in society, then to get that at least out of the house. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that إِنَّ الْبَذَاذَةَ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ, that simplicity forms an integral part of the deen of Islam. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ صَبَرُوا حَتَّى تَخْرُجَ إِلَيْهِمْ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. Had these people been patient and they waited for you, حَتَّى تَخْرُجَ إِلَيْهِمْ, until you emerge, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to them, لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ, that would have been better for them in this world, in the deen, and to form part of adab and etiquette. It would have been better that they waited for you. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all forgiven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive if there was any oversighting, any mistake, that a person did not know the etiquette. No problem, make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is very ready to forgive our sins, our mistakes, our follies. Rahimun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very kind, merciful, that He has revealed these ayat to teach us, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, social etiquette. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful, that He still gives us the opportunity to remain in the deen of Islam. So, Wallahu ghafurun rahimun. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he exemplifies this ayah. He was the cousin of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, وَجَدْتُ عَامَّةَ حَدِيثِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ عِنْدَ الْأَنصَارِ, that I found a lot of the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the Ansar. And for my relationship with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the link that I had, I would come to the people to learn ahadith. But I knew if I had just mentioned who I am and who's outside the door, maybe those people will jump off the beds, they will open the door of the house, and they will definitely accommodate me inside at the oddest of times and moments. But out of etiquette and practicing on these ayat, I would wait outside the door, even if it would be a hot, scorching day, until the person comes out to me. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, hatta takhruja ilayhim. If you have a need from a person, then you wait for him to come out to you. You will not disturb him. When he emerges, when he comes out, then you will fulfill your need, or you will put forward your request or your question. Mawlana Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayhi used to always mention that sometimes people phone at odd hours. Meaning you could have waited for Mawlana to come at Fajr time and say, Mawlana, Allah has blessed me with a child. But the person would phone, he says, 2 o'clock in the morning, Mawlana is half groggy, and you see a person is phone, he says, Mawlana, Alhamdulillah, I'm half groggy. He's saying, Alhamdulillah, Allah bless me with the child. And then he still wants to know what name must give. It's still the first day, he's got an option till the 7th. So he's asking Mawlana. Mawlana is giving him different names too. He says Muhammad, Ahmad, Ibrahim, Ismail. He says, Mawlana, those are all common names. So Mawlana gave some names of some Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Abu Huraira and Abdullah bin Mas'ud, etc. So he gave him some names, but he wasn't convinced. He says, no, I want something, you know, something unique, Mawlana. So Mawlana says that this hour, the only unique name I can think of is Alu Piyaj. Give your son that name. So the lesson of here is that we would not disturb people. Well, in the society we live also, we need to be careful. You're going to visit one person in the complex, you don't have to wake up the whole complex. You go into an area in a street, everyone doesn't have to know that certain household is getting visitors and you hoot. So everyone wakes up to see what's happening, who's dying, who's getting hijacked. We at least can phone beforehand etiquette to say we are coming without causing any disturbance. Now we find over here that etiquette is a very important part of the deen of Islam. It's something very important. Ulama explain, it's a means of preservation of our amal. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَن تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ. That if we do not adhere to etiquette, which we may think as trivial and insignificant, this can be a means of nullification and the loss of our a'mal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to practice. وَأَخِرْ دَوَانًا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ بِحَمْدِهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ